Hello and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Vayigash. In this week's Parsha, Yosef finally, after so many years, so much heartache, so many emotions, Yosef finally reveals himself to his brothers. And in a most dramatic way, Yosef says in Perek Memhei Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Yosef El Achav, Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai. And the brothers are dumbstruck. They're astounded. V'lo yachlu echav la'anot oto, ki nivhalu mipanav. The brothers cannot even fathom. They have no words. They're dumbstruck. And the Medrash Tanchuma tells us, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that if, when Yosef says to his brothers, Ani Yosef, Ani ahod avichai, if they couldn't answer him, then certainly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu challenges every individual and recounts what we have done after 120 years, no one will be able to stand up to the tochacha, to this rebuke. And this tochacha, this rebuke, as the Beis HaLevi understands it, was very, very powerful. Yosef was telling his brothers, you are hypocrites. You're worried about our father's health right now? You say that if Binyamin doesn't return home, it will kill Yaakov? Were you so concerned about our father's health when you got rid of me? I am Yosef. Ha'od avichai. Remember what happened to me? But as we said, the brothers are dumbstruck. They don't have any answers. Ki nivhalu mipanav. And so therefore, Yosef has to further identify himself. And he does that in two ways. One is in Perek Dalet, Vayomer Yosef el achav, Geshu na elai vayigashu. Vayomer ani Yosef, achichem, asher mechartem oti mitzrayim. And Rashi, based on the Medrash, tells us, Geshuna, he calls them over in a very gentle and a very polite, gentle way, V'her alahem shehu mahul. He shows them that he has a bris mila. And a few psukim later in Pasuk Yud Bet, Yosef offers another proof of his identity. V'hinei einechem ro'ot v'einei achi v'inyamin kifi hamedaber aleichem. And Rashi, based on the Medrash again, says that he spoke in Lashon HaKodesh. So we have two ways that Yosef tried to bring the brothers closer after his initial tochacha. One was that he had a bris mila, and two, that he spoke Lashon HaKodesh. And we can ask a couple of questions on this. It does not seem that either of these proofs of his identity were good proofs. Because we learned in last week's parsha, Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Nun Hei, that Paro tells the Mitzrim when they were so hungry, he says to them, "Vayomer Paro lachol Mitzrayim lachu el Yosef asher yomar lachem tasu." Do whatever Yosef tells you to do. And Rashi on the spot tells us, "Shaya Yosef omer lachem shimolu." Everybody got a bris mila in Mitzrayim. Any male Mitzri could have said, "Ani Yosef, take a look, I have a bris mila." What was Yosef trying to prove? And the second point that Yosef tried to show that he was his brother's second way was by speaking Lashon HaKodesh. But that doesn't seem to prove his identity either. As the Ramban on the Pasuk tells us, that many people in Mitzrayim spoke Hebrew, Kikarovu, says the Ramban. And says the Ramban, he was a Moshel. And it's the Derech HaMalachim VaHamoshlim Ladat HaLashonot. As the Ramban tells us, it wasn't such a great proof. I am a ruler, I'm a powerful ruler, I'm the number two person in the most powerful country in the world, and I speak the language of my next door neighbors? So why did Yosef choose these two proofs for his identity if they didn't seem to be conclusive? And perhaps one can suggest, based on the Kli Yakar and other Mefarshim, that Yosef, after the initial shock of the brothers, upon revealing himself, he needed to show his brothers who he really was. He had to show them that despite 22 years of being away from his family, he was still faithful to the values of his family and still faithful to the values of Yaakov, his father. The Pasuk does not say, "V'lo amad ish ito behit galei Yosef el achav." It says, "V'lo amad ish ito behit vada Yosef el achav." Yosef had to let them know who he was, not prove who he was, not reveal who he was, to prove who he really was. He had to show who he really was. Ani Yosef, ha'od avichai, my father is still alive in me, and everything he stood for is alive in me. The image that I saw with Eshet Potiphar, that traveled with me for 22 years. It is true that I am the Shalit al Haaretz. It is true that I'm the Mashbir Lachol Am Haaretz. But I'm also Yosef HaTzadik. The brothers were astounded. Yes, you're Yosef. I understand that. but you're our brother. But how can you be Yosef HaTzadik? How can you still be Yosef, our brother? Are you really still Yosef? And Yosef, to prove that, to prove his allegiance, and to prove his commitment to the Torato Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torato Shel Yaakov Avinu and to the brothers, he shows them two simanim, his Brit Milah and his Lashon HaKodesh. He shows them the Brit Milah. As we know, Parshat Vayigash always appears in between Hanukkah behind us and Asara B'Tevet coming up. And so we can perhaps understand these two simanim. Number one, he shows them the Brit Milah. On Hanukkah, we celebrate our conquering over the Yevanim, not only militarily, but also philosophically and spiritually. It was the Yevanim and many, many nations before them, including the Mitzrim where Yosef was found, where they were Mekadesh the Guf. And they were the Mekadesh the Hana'ot Aguf. Against this comes Yaakov and says, Ani Yosef, Geshu Na Elai. And he shows them that I have a Brit Milah. Look at this. I am Yosef. I am still holding on to the Jewish values. I don't accept Yaftalokim Liyefet fully. I don't accept Yaftalokim Liyefet on its own. Only Bitznai Sheishkon Be'ol Hashem. I have a Brit Milah. And I don't subscribe to the Kedushat Haguf fully and the Kedushah of Hana'ot Haguf. On the other hand, we also have Asara B'Tevet coming up. And one of the reasons why we fast on Asara B'Tevet, as the Gemara in Megillah recounts, is because of what Talmai HaMelech made us do, 70 Zekenim, 70 different rooms, translating the Torah. And the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch afterwards in Simen Tav Kuf Pei tells us that this is one of the most darkest days in history for having to translate the Torah. Why? What is the matter with translations? What's the problem with what Talmai did? Many people, Bizman Hazeh, benefit from translations. What's the big deal? Why is it so bad? There's many explanations, and of course there are many positive things that come from translations, but one of the negatives, of course, and one of the most powerful negatives, is that this translation of Talmai HaMelech served as the basis for the Old Testament. And it was this Greek translation of the Bible that aided and helped the Yevanim and the Hellenization of Jews trying to reform us. We know that every single translation involves a perush. It's impossible to translate every single perush, every single word, without injecting any of our own translations. And says Yosef, yes, it is true that I speak other languages, but my language with a capital L is Lashon HaKodesh. Hine einechem ro'ot ve'ine achi v'nyamin kifi hamadaber aleichem. I speak their language, but I don't speak their language. And as we know, 400 years later, according to Rav Huna, in the name of Bar Kafra, from the Medrash Rabbah, that's one of the reasons why we were saved from Mitzrayim. Shelo shinu et lishonam. We don't take their language. Yes, we speak other languages sometimes in order to communicate to ourselves and to others. But sometimes a language involves perush. Sometimes a language involves the culture of the language and says, Yosef, I am not that person. You see me and you think that I speak their language and I speak their actions, and that is not true. I may not have stayed in touch with you, but I stayed in touch with my body and with my speech, with Torato Shel Yaakov Avinu. And Emir Tzashem, all of us, when we are all faced with challenges, we have to remind ourselves of the way Yosef showed who he was to his brothers. Number one, the recognition that we certainly, there are certain pleasures ba'olam hazeh, and the Torah does not tell us that for every single person to be a nazir. But that's not the ikar. That's not the way we run our lives. That's not kiddushah involved. And at the same time, we also have to recognize that though we speak many languages, we have to make sure that the cultures of the languages in which we speak don't necessarily become primary in our lives. But what's primary in our lives is Torato Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both in our bodies and in our actions, and of course in our speeches. Be'ezat Hashem, we should be Zoche. Shabbat Shalom.